Hi, this is Amrita Sukumar, and I'm bringing to you this podcast called Unsettling. Look around you. Everyone is trying to create their own story. Make a tiny change in someone's life by just following their passion, and in turn, inspiring the others to follow suit. This podcast brings to you stories of people who have defied the definition of settled set by the society and have created their own. They have found happiness in their version of settling.
Yours. The concept of marriage has changed over the years. Previously, you met your better half for half a second before you were married, and now there is a period of courting before you agree to the match. While in the olden times, there were brokers who went from home to home playing matchmaker, now everything has moved online. Keeping up with this very change since its genesis in 1975 by Mrs. Anjali Kanatkar, Anurup Vivah is now a go-to for finding the perfect match. Mrs. Gauri Kanatkar joined the foray after being married into the family in 1981 and has now passed on the mantle to her two sons, Amay Kanatkar, who manages the details of all things online, and Tanmay Kanatkar, whose focus is to bring new perspective in the quality of service, making sure that tradition and technology go hand in hand. So today, on Unsettling, I have with me Tanmay Kanatkar, who is going to guide us through the journey of Beta, Settle Ho Jao with Anurup Vivah. So hi, Tanmay, how are you?
Hi, Amrita. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good as well. So thank you. Thank you for joining me today. You know, I hope to help a lot of people gain perspective about finding their match through a matrimonial website. It seems quite difficult, actually, scouring through so many profiles online. I don't know how people do it. I hope we can help them a little bit.
Yeah, of course. Of course, we'll help them. I would really like to help them to find that correct perspective while getting into it, you know, that correct mindset.
Yes, I agree. So, you know, from a perspective of Anurup Vivah, how has the concept of arranged marriage changed over the years? You know, when Anjali ma'am started it and now that you are handling it, how do you feel it has changed?
It has changed tremendously. I mean, when I hear stories about matchmaking back then, like about 40 years back from my grandmother, Anjali Kanatkar, they feel very alien to me, even at the concept level. And those are, in a way, in that society, you know, 40 years back, things which were acceptable are really not acceptable today. They feel intruding. You know, my grandmother actually used to go to, you know, bride or groom's house and then talk to them. And have you heard the song Matchmaker from Fiddler on the Roof? It feels exactly like that.
Okay.
It's a fantastic song. You can actually hear that. Yeah, it's good. You know, the matchmaker goes from town to town and finding the correct match to the prospective brides and grooms.
Okay.
And exactly that's how it started with my grandmother. She used to actually remember everyone and she used to suggest people those suggestions were so good that people actually asked her to start her own matrimony service.
Yeah.
And that's how Anurup was founded. And it changed a lot. Obviously, it was a very small, what you can say, it's a small, very
agency
specific
agency
of sorts. It has changed its outlook since then. For past couple of decades, I would say, it has become a very professional service, and it is a part of the service industry. And it has become professional. It has gone online as well. So there is a tremendous shift in matchmaking business.
Okay,
that's for sure.
So when did you start taking care of the operations?
I joined Anurup back in 2014, so almost 7 years now, and it's been a really interesting journey so far. But I've seen Anurup since childhood because it was in the house. There was always some discussions around the business, and I've seen how it has grown,
yeah.
How things have changed. Even when my grandmother used to take care of the business, I'd seen the events, I'd seen the Anurup office back then.
Oh.
And I can see how it has changed over the period of time. Not just in the past 7 years, but the almost three decades.
Okay, nice. So from a management point of view, I mean, now that you have joined the management as well, what is the flavor that you add to Anurup Viva?
I think when I joined 7 years back, it was pretty interesting for me as well, because most of my friends were part of Anurup as members.
Right.
So they were seeking partners for themselves, and I could add what they were thinking. So I know exactly how our members were thinking. I know how exactly what their expectations are. I know what their fears are. I know what their concerns are. And it helped me a lot from a management perspective as well, because we could start addressing them. So we could break that barrier from between the members and the previous generation who thinks that this is the right way to go about. And there are set norms, you know, the so-called correct norms of finding the right partner or setting up the expectations. So bridging that gap was crucial, and it definitely helped me that being in that position of decision making, that I know things, I know my friends, I know how they think, I know what this generation thinks. So I could add that flavor into the day-to-day business of the other.
Oh, I'm glad. Because, you know, I have heard such raving reviews about Anurup. There are a lot of friends who were there on the website and they have found their matches. I've also heard about, you know, you have counseling as well, where you talk to people, you make them understand what kind of details you have to portray on your website, on your page, so that people, you know, you can find the right match as well. So, you know, I have a few questions related to that, related to counseling. You know, one is rejection, which I would like to talk about, because what happens is in olden times, you used to get rejected by maximum 5 people in your vicinity. Now you get rejected globally. And it is something that most of the people are unable to take, because, you know, you go in with certain expectations. And then when you send requests to certain people, you expect a response and you don't get that. So how do you help people understand, you know, the online world and help them get through all this through counseling?
Yeah, the counseling part is one of the most crucial parts, I would say, of Anurup. We started actually personal counseling about 2 decades back, when my mother, who herself is a certified and trained counselor, she started it along with my father. He's also a counselor. And they started premarital and postmarital counseling as well. So that's how the whole journey started. Then we launched our programs as well, because there's a limitation to one-to-one counseling. So we had to take the message out to the masses at large.
Right.
So that's how our overall public program started. But coming back to the counseling part, but it is very essential service that I think it is absolutely needed for everyone, not just the prospective brides and grooms, but also for their parents.
Yes.
Because I personally believe that the generation that the so-called right manageable aged generation, I would say, the generation that is looking for a partner right now, we call it millennial generation, and the just next generation to the millennials, we have seen things changing so rapidly. I would say the change has been tremendous. It's very frequent and intense. And I don't think any other generation in the human history has faced something like this. You know, we have seen, you know, landline phones, one connection in the entire building to the mobile, say pagers. I have no idea if 20 something have heard about pagers.
Right.
So, so we have seen and observed that entire change. We have experienced it. And we have also shifted from having just one Doordarshan channel on TV to Netflix and the entire universe of the OTTs. So our exposure has changed, our understanding have changed, and it is overwhelming. It is overwhelming for this generation. And obviously, with that overwhelming experience, things have become complex. Mm-hmm. And this complexity, the perspective towards the relationships and the modern marriages has been, what I would say, it has become complicated and confusing.
Very.
So, yeah, very confusing. So there are a lot of questions in the millennial generation's mind that how to go about it, because there is a pressure from parents, there is a typical societal norms that needs to be followed, or at least is believed that those norms need to be followed. So and then there is another world that we get exposed to, or the new ideas that we get exposed to. So there's always a tug of war between both the worlds, and it's intense. It's very intense. It's very it's like loud drums are beating every time, and you're asked to concentrate, and it's very difficult, you know, and you have to take decisions, and most of the times I could see and I could relate to those our members who just try to avoid these things, but they can't. It's difficult. So when a person is in this in this mindset,
right,
he or she needs some kind of help to deal with these things, to understand what he or she needs, and to go ahead, and what exactly are your requirements, just to help them to rationalize their thoughts. And that's where the counseling part comes in, because whenever I see any of our member coming to our office or filing their registration form online, I could see that they're absolutely confused about what to write and what not to.
Yes.
And that there are irrational expectations, there are irrational concepts about the marital life and everything. And then you need to talk to them, you need to make them realize that what irrational thoughts they have, and they have been carrying, and they need to rationalize them, they need to think straight, they need to think realistically, and put it on paper. So that's where the counseling part comes in. And it is essential. I would say that every person who wants to get married, or even if he is married, even if he's in a relationship, she is in a relationship, that person should actually seek counseling or therapy. It helps tremendously.
I've heard raving reviews about it, because I think this sets Anurup apart from other websites as well, because people are very confused. They come to you, you make sure that you hold their hand, guide them through, creating a bio, creating a profile, making sure that everything is put out there in a perfect manner. Not perfect exactly, but perfect, tailored to a particular person. And, there are a lot of perspectives that even I didn't know. So I was told by my friend that these are the things that you have to think about, which even I never thought about while creating a profile. Unfortunately, I couldn't be a part of Anurup Viva, because I'm the people in my community are very less on your profile, on your website. But what I really liked about your customer care service is that you're very upfront. Because usually what happens is people are trying to sell you something. People are telling you, oh my God, this is a good product, why don't you buy it? But when I did call your customer service, I was told on my face that, ma'am, these profiles are very limited. If you really want to give it a shot, why don't you join our basic membership program and see where it goes from there, if you wish to take a chance. But we don't guarantee anything. It's up to you. So I really like that part where, everybody is telling you, helping you, making sure that you are serving us rather than, trying to sell us a product. And that is what sets you apart. And that is what gives us the connect to be able to be a part of the website. I've also heard about a lot of programs that you conduct, to help meet the ideal partner, from counseling to speed dating, if I'm not wrong. It's called Thet Bait. Are there any other such programs that you conduct to make sure that, everybody is comfortable and are able to find people in a natural element?
Yeah. So when we first started our one-to-one counseling, we thought that there are certain things that those are pretty common among all the members, all the participants. So why not make it a big program, a stage program, where we can actually give them some tips. And we launched our first program, which the title of that program was Shodh Anurup Jodidaraja in Marathi, Finding the Right Anurup Partner, right? So that was a simple program specifically targeted for the prospective brides and grooms. And we gave them some tips about what to do and what not do's and don'ts, basic, simple things while finding the partner. And when the program got over, almost all the participants came up to us, all the you know, young bride participants. They came up to us and everyone, almost everyone told us that we really like the program. I'm pretty sure that this is going to help us. Just a small suggestion. And we were like, yeah, if you're praising us, that's fine. But if you're, if your praise is followed by but, there's some catch into it. And, and so we were listening to them intently. Yeah, you like it. That's great. But what? And everyone told us that all these things, and along with other things, these things need to be told to our parents, because parents are a pretty important part of this entire process of finding the right partner. And we need our parents to listen to all the things that you have told us. So that's how our second program was launched, and it was specifically targeted for the parents. In Marathi, we call it Lagna Mula Mulinchi Chinta Palakanchi. So, it was for the all anxious and concerned parents, and it still goes household whenever we actually conduct it in an auditorium. Because parents are really worried about their children and about their marriages, because it's like, because of the tradition we have, because of the norms we have. Having our daughter or son married is the ultimate aim of the parents. They're really worried, you know. So we have to deal with that as well. And that's how the series of programs we launched afterwards, and that's how it got started. Mm-hmm. And then we launched a program called Social Media Anilagna, which is specifically targeted to deal with the problems that social media has created, or whatever the new avenues that social media has created. Because in our experience, whenever we suggest any profile to any member, that particular member actually takes out his smartphone or iPhone and opens Facebook or Instagram app and tries to search that person on the social media. That's a very common thing. So it does have some kind of impact, bad or good, on the entire process. And there are some slippery slope that needs to be told, and there are some things that are really important to understand for the people who are into this process. Mm-hmm. So we launched that program. Then there is a program called Relationship Manatla Othan. So talk about your relationships, because it's taboo to talk about your past relationships in marriage process. Yeah. So we just tried to open up the participants. So talk about it. What do you feel about it? And how do you perceive those things? And we found that our generation is pretty cool about it. Not their parents, but at least the generation is pretty cool. So it's good for us as well to understand what exactly is going on in the prospective brides and grooms' mind. So It did help us. Then there are several programs. There's one interesting program that we launched about 4 years back. It is dedicated for the communication. So it's a communication training program, I would say. We call it Lagna Samvad. So it starts with your communication with your parents by registering with us, because you have to be, everyone has to be on the same page. When setting up the expectations and everything, and when searching as well. So right from communication with your parents to your whenever you send interest request to the other party, then meeting that other person, then having two or three or four or five, six meetings, and what do you really need to do in those meetings. And then the last part comes when we actually talk about self-talk, the communication. In self-talk, I'll get back to that because you actually mentioned the rejection part, because that's where the self-talk actually is very important. So that's how the program was designed. So these programs are so crucial, because many times, many of our members don't opt for one-to-one counseling, because there's still some stigma to personal counseling and therapy, and they try to avoid it, which is fine, which is fine. These things will change slowly. I would say I don't expect them to change overnight. But when you conduct a program in an auditorium where there are 300 people just like you, then you become invisible. as an audience, you become invisible. Right. And you can still be a part of that process and experience, and you can learn a couple of things and learn something that you need to know during this process. So those programs are very crucial. Those have become very successful. Now we have also prepared several videos, because even if you don't want to get up and come to the auditorium, it's perfectly fine. Your mobile is going to be your personal experience, personal space.
Right.
And let it be, but just listen to us, listen to the experts that we bring in, and try to incorporate that into your process. So that has been the whole thought behind these programs. And all of these programs are, except the Thadebit program, all of these programs are open to all and free of cost. Because our tagline is "Ithe Lagna Jabtak, marriages happen here," but we believe that our responsibility goes beyond matchmaking. What's the point if your marriage life is not if you're not happy in your marriage?
Right.
If your marriage life is not if you're not content. So what's the point? So making marriages work, and not just work. They need to be, what would you say?
A lasting happy marriage. Yeah.
Lasting happy marriage. Yeah.
Yes.
So it's not just about lasting, it's about happy marriages.
Happy,
because
yeah.
Marriages have been lasted for generations, but it needs to be happy. You
true,
need to
true.
Understand what do you want and how to take this, how to enrich your relationship.
So it's kind of a rigorous training of sorts of people. You're training them to be better humans, understand themselves, communicate with their partners, parents. You're teaching them everything, basically.
Absolutely.
And I completely understand social media, because I've had an experience where I personally don't like going on social media and understanding a person, because unless it's an interview, then I have no options. But but otherwise, I do not enjoy it, because then there's absolutely zero connect, or there's nothing to talk about, because you already know about the person and you have created a perspective about them. So when you go and meet them, it's more like, oh, I saw this about you. So is this true? And then you move on ahead with that based on your perspective. And I've had an experience where one of the people who had come to meet me, they told me about myself. She's like, oh, you're an architect. I'm like, I know. So, I mean, there was nothing more to the conversation, and it just fizzled out. So, yeah, I understand social media is now a part of our lives, and it is very important to have that conversation.
I remember an incident when I was talking to a guy, and we had suggested some profiles to him. And then I was just taking a feedback that what happened, did you meet her or whatever. And then he said, yeah, I met this particular girl, but I don't think she is good for me. I said, that's fine. That's perfectly fine. But why? Why do you think so? And he said that I don't feel she's honest with me. So I was like, okay. But what exactly made you think that?
Yeah.
And he was like, when I asked her about her, did she smoke? Did she like drink alcohol and everything? Typical marriage questions, she refused that she doesn't drink, she doesn't smoke and everything. But when I checked her Instagram profile, I found her photo in Goa with her wine glass in her hand. So she was not being honest with me. I was like, yeah, that's fine. That's your perspective, and which is perfectly fine. But have you thought about multiple possibilities of that particular photo, behind that photo? You know, she might have just posed with the glass. That's it. That can be a fruit juice or grape juice, whatever you can say, whatever. Or she might be nervous when meeting you for the first time, and she just blurted out what it's better to say no right now, and once we know each other better, then I'll just be honest or whatever. I don't know. So we tend to become very judgmental, and as you rightly pointed out, social media has played a very big role in, yes. in those judgment mentality.
I know. It's very bad, but then you have to get past that and meet people with a new open mind, exactly. actually.
With a clean slate.
Clean slate. Very important. So, I'm just going to ask this for myself. When are you planning to take this pan-India? You know, add other communities so that we can also join Pavam people like us. We are unable to join.
We are actually thinking about going pan-India, but it is still very, every region has their own traditions and their own, thoughts, their own customs. Mm-hmm. Then there is a caste system, which plays a different role in every region. It really is difficult to break those barriers. We are thinking about going global, going pan-India as well. We already conduct our events abroad. Right now for the Marathi community, but of course we are planning to go pan-India, at least at the global stage. Our team is working, we are conducting some kind of research, how to go about it, because it's the arranged marriage process is still pretty rigid when you actually go from one community to other. Now Marathi or Maharashtra, we know Maharashtra, I know Maharashtra, I'm born and brought up here. Yeah. So breaking that, knowing that the market, I would say, was pretty easier. While going pan-India, it will take some time, but yeah, we do have some plans.
Oh, I'm glad. I hope that happens soon.
Don't worry. But we'll get you registered, irrespective
so
of
I can
what your background is. Yeah.
No, but I understand, because it is very difficult coming from different communities. Everybody has their own cultures. Everybody has their own, way of conducting certain events and rituals. And it's very difficult to understand that from a perspective of somebody who is putting in so much effort to, find the right match. If it were just creating a website and leaving it at it, it might have been different. But the way you conduct rigorous, training programs, as I called it before, it would be very difficult for you to not difficult, but it'll take a little bit of time to understand it and move into that space. I hope you do that soon. I hope you find a team who is going to help you with that.
Yes.
All the best for it. So, you mentioned your team. Can you just tell the listeners about your team a little bit?
So we have about 50 odd people in our office, head office, and we are split into several teams. There is a big technical team that actually looks after our website and mobile app.
Okay.
Almost 90% of the traffic is on our mobile app now. There are very few of the parent generation who still log into the desktop version, but almost everyone else actually log into the app, that is Android and iOS app. So we need a good team for a good technical team to handle all those things. Then there is a customer team, customer care team, which looks after the entire customer care operations, calling them up, helping them personally. There are several members who think that they're not getting good response, so that we actually help them personally. So that feedback mechanism is set with the customer care department. Mm-hmm. Then there is a department for personal assistance. So we specifically assist our members to find partner. We also conduct online sessions for them we call them guidance sessions. These are different from the counseling sessions. So in our guidance session, we actually, it's a kind of handholding effort, where we tell them how to actually create your Anurup profile, because people are ignorant about their profile as well. They put up some random photos with bad resolutions and everything. So we have to tell them that these are the things that you need to change. You don't have to fake anything, but just be more honest, be more open, write about yourself extensively, fill up all the blank fields that has been that are in the form. So that the guidance session actually works for them, because almost all the members that we have are inexperienced in this process, but we have the experience of 47 years. So we'll be telling them what really works and what doesn't. So that's how we tell them that a separate team actually looks after this entire process of personal assistance and guidance. Then there is a counseling panel that we spoke about. There's an events team which conducts the ground events as well as the online events that we have. So yeah, that's how the team works.
It's quite an interesting, amalgamation of people who are handling a lot of things. Quite interesting. So what do you
and personally...
We have
some staff members who are working with us for over 15 years now. And they know how our members and the customers think and what exactly they need. So that personal, the flavor of understanding your customer has come with their experience and expertise. So, and along with the young generation that we have now in our technical team as well as the customer care team. So it's a nice amalgamation of the tradition and the new technology and the new perspectives.
Nice. So you have a perspective of, different ages as well. Assuming that someone has to create a profile on Anurup, now that you've mentioned that there are certain hand-holding things that you do, what are the things that, are specific to-dos, and what are the no-nos which you would suggest?
First of all, I would suggest that make sure that you really want to get registered. If you are in a half mind, don't get registered, because it is not a really great experience for the member as well as the other people who try to approach you. Because right. if you're not sure about yourself and sure about your decision, it leaves you somewhere in a limbo, and it's not a great state to be in. So be sure that you want to get registered. Be sure that you want to get married. Even if you're not, even if you're confused whether I want to get married or not, we have developed a marital readiness test. It's a psychometric test, which has developed by experts in this field, and you can take that test. It's all available online as well. So you can take that test, take a session with our counselor, talk to our counselor. There will be some results of the test, and you can find whether you are really ready for this or not. Okay. So it's a very good process to start with. If you are confused, take the test and then decide whether to get registered. So as you yourself mentioned, that we are pretty straightforward when it comes to registering, because marriage is not just selling a product. So if I would be running an online shop of some products like Amazon or Flipkart, it would be easy. Marriage is something where where sentiments are involved. People are very emotional when the topic of marriage comes up. So you have to handle it carefully. You have to be sensitive and sensible by dealing with that. So we talk to our members, even prospective members, whether they are really ready for this. So that's the first thing that I would tell them. Be sure that you're ready to get into this. And then be honest with yourself, be open. It doesn't matter what majority of the people think. It doesn't matter what the general trend is. All you need is the one perfect partner. That's it. So even if 99 others think otherwise, it doesn't matter. You just need one right person for you. And that right person is, again, very subjective. That right person will be just for you, right for you. It's not about perfect, because the Anurup itself doesn't mean perfect.
Right.
It means compatible. So you have to find a compatible partner, not the perfect partner. You won't get someone who looks like Hrithik Roshan and who is the money of Ambani, and who still behaves like Akshay Kumar from D1 or whatever that is. So... you won't get 10 out of 10 in every department for every person. We are flawed humans, every one of us, and we need to understand what exactly is compatible for me. And that is where we need to focus more, and that's how the process actually sets on the right path, that when you think like this.
Right.
Then comes the rejection part.
Mm-hmm.
So which you actually mentioned at the very beginning. And that I am coming back to that because it's a very crucial thing. Everyone experiences rejections in the arranged marriage process, particularly when the process is online, because the rejection is easier. You just get a request and you just click on the decline and that's it. You rejected someone. So when we actually talk to our members, we tell them, and it is important to understand that the rejection is not for you as a person. That is an important thing to understand, that the rejection, what exactly the meaning of this rejection or the decline? The real meaning of that rejection is that the other person at this point of time on this day has thought that he or she he has some kind of what you can say expectations about his or her partner, mm-hmm. and your Anil profile doesn't look like suitable for his idea of a partner. That's it. It has nothing to do with you as a person. It is not a comment on you as a person, and you have to take it as a normal thing, because not everyone can accept everyone's request. Not everyone can marry everyone. So eventually you are going to select only one and reject everyone else. So it's true for everyone, every member. So understanding that real meaning of rejection is very important. We have to tell our members this real meaning of this decline and rejections. So that's how we go about it. That's what exactly we tell.
Wow. I mean, this has been such an eye-opener. I mean, the conversation has been such an eye-opener. You've got a marriage test to understand whether people are really into it. It's so important because, you know, sometimes people are just pushed into this entire process when they're not ready. And then when they meet a potential partner or, you know, just go for a meetup, they themselves are so confused that they can't converse, you know, about themselves or have a conversation. And then it leads nowhere, leaving the other person also frustrated and they themselves are frustrated. I mean, you're kind of negating around 50% of the problem in the first go itself. So it is great.
Exactly.
Any message that you would like to give people who wish to find the perfect match?
I would start with do not seek a perfect match. Look for the compatible match. So that's the first thing.
Okay.
Secondly, I would say that the compatibility is not ready-made. It is something that in this complex world in the 21st century with the complex relationships that we experience, the compatibility is going to be a project for you. You have to work for it. And it's beautiful. I mean, the entire process itself is beautiful, and it may sound scary, but it's a beautiful process, and the results are tremendous too. So it's a process. Enjoy it. Make sure that you work for it. You work on your relationships, your marriage, and also this all doesn't start when you actually find a partner. It starts right from the beginning of your search for the partner. So that's how the overall mindset gets set. So that's something that you should keep in mind. You're looking for a compatible partner, and even after finding the compatible partner, you have to work on your marital life, on your marital relationship, to keep it compatible and to enrich it, to grow together. So that's something that you should focus on.
Oh, that's such a wonderful message, Tanmay. So coming to the final question, this is something that I ask everybody. So what does the phrase being settled mean to you, considering the fact that we're talking about settling?
Well, it's a pretty common question for us because everyone thinks that yaar ladka to settle hone ke baad. For me, usually in Anurup, people use the word being settled in the financial sense. And I think that's a very narrow thinking. Mm-hmm. And obviously, being comfortable, independent and financially independent and in a way mentally settled when you start earning well is an important aspect of being ready to get into a relationship or a marriage. But that's not the only thing that matters. So I think I would say that if I say that I'm settled now, settled or ready to get married, I should be thinking that I'm mentally prepared to share my space, share my time and other resources with the person I choose. So that readiness, that what you could say, I don't know.
I'm short of words. Even I have no words.
So yeah, I think being mentally prepared to get into a relationship or a marriage and sharing your space, that's what I do, is important, and that's exactly what being settled means when it comes to finding the right partner.
Oh, great!
Or getting into this process. Yeah.
Thank you. These are all the questions that I had. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast and, you know, making us understand about one, Anurup Vibha, how to create a profile, what are the important aspects like communication and, self-love, which is very important, and also mental preparation before you get into this entire process. So all these things are to be kept in mind. And thank you so much for taking us through this journey and, opening our minds to newer beginnings. Thank you, Tanmay, for coming on this podcast.
Hi, if you can hear this, that means you have reached the end of the episode. So like, share, subscribe, follow, stay tuned to Unsettling. And if you want to get in touch with me, you can always reach out to me on my Instagram page, AmritaSukumar_Unsettling, or send me an email on podcast.unsettling.as@gmail.com. Hope to hear from you soon. Bye.